Endpoint Site with Jeremy from Kentucky on Public Broadcasting Network. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, find that donate button, smash that donate button, send much-needed fundage, and support free speech. That's what you're buying. And for every $115 worth of free speech that you purchase, you get a free mug and T-shirt. $230 for you and the missus, and you can have that matching mug and T-shirt on those lazy Sunday mornings when you drink coffee all day and listen to Republic Broadcasting archives. We have a chat site set up in plainsight.chatango.com, site spelled S-I-T-E, and you can get on there and let us know what you're thinking. Also, we'll be taking calls later. This is a live call-in show, 512-248-8252. And I want to start off, Wednesday nights are usually of the spiritual emphasis, but we've done a lot of that. And I was debating on whether to go into some deep eschatological issues. We may do that later. It depends, but I do want to start off with a reading of the Psalms. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You cover yourself with light as a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. Who makes the clouds his chariot? Who walks on the wings of the wind? Who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire? You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. And Psalm 104, verses 1 through 9, and in it we see that the Lord God's majesty is displayed in the fact that he established the earth. And even the flood, the great flood of Noah, is covered as the waters went over the mountains and then vastly retreated at his rebuke. And now he has set boundaries for them to not pass over again, meaning the promise of the rainbow that the flood will never happen again. And the rainbow is not the symbol for LGBTQP. It is actually a symbol of the covenant between God and man made with Noah, that the floods would never again overtake the earth. But the future of the earth is reserved for fire. That's according to the Apostle Peter in his first and second epistles, that the judgment next will come by fire, and the earth will be renovated by fire, and we'll have a new heaven and a new earth that we'll read about in Revelation 21 and 22. There's the reading of the psalm for our spiritual section of the Wednesday night show. I think what I want to do is go over some news, a couple of new things, and then some bottom of the stack that we didn't get to this week. And then we'll take some calls and we'll see how it goes from there. Kind of make it a chilled out, laid back Wednesday night. Nick Fuentes, who Patrick and I were just talking about last night, and Nick has been put on a no-fly list. A no-fly list for Nick. And he covered this on his Twitter, where he actually showed a video of himself trying to fly down to a conservative America First rally in Florida. And he was denied access to fly. Why? Has Nick committed any crimes? Has he been charged with anything even? No. But he was at the rally to rally against the election hoax on January 6th. And he was broadcasting there. He didn't even go into the Capitol. None of his people did. But yet, simply because he was there and because he is a voice that pushes back against the system, he is being persecuted for his political beliefs. That's where we're at in America right now. You can read about this in its entirety on Daily Stormer article entitled Nick Fuentes put on the no-fly list by the feds. And the conservative Twitter forms a convoy. Anglin rallied together in his article all of the tweets from conservatives, small and great, that rallied behind Nick and said, we may not agree with what he says, but this is oppression that we've never seen in America before. And it wasn't just Nick. Apparently, many of the people that were flagged that did show up at the rally on January 6th have been put on a no-fly list. So imagine that. That's where we're at in America today. You know, and this is what we were pushing against, was the election hoax, where we knew that things would change dramatically for the worse. Not only the change, but that, you know, America, that our freedom of speech has already been taken away, but like that they would actively go against American patriots, specifically white Christian Americans who were Trump supporters, who pushed back on the election hoax. All of these individuals are now targeted. And I would hope that it causes all of them, those normal conservatives of every age, I would hope that it causes them to come together and to see exactly what is going on in this country and to form a block. I don't think there's any voting our way out of this now that the elections, it's been set in stone that they can do mail-in ballots, as we mentioned last night. But when people get together by the tens of millions, and there's at least 70 million plus people that did vote for Trump and push back on the election hoax, and a lot of these same people are pushing back on the COVID hoax, and it is a hoax. We see this very plainly. And I've mentioned before that the answer is to retreat. You're not going to fight this beast system, not politically anyway. And I definitely do not encourage any type of violence, even though I do encourage you to defend yourselves in your homes and your neighborhoods through legal militias in conjunction with support from your local sheriffs and deputies. And if you don't have that support, get out. Leave wherever you're at and go to a rural, small town area where you can get that type of support. That's what we've got here in this area of West Kentucky, West Tennessee, Southern Illinois, all along the Mississippi River. You'll see a very different America. You'll see the old normal coming back. We're not taking the new normal. We're not wearing masks as a whole. And we're getting our festivals going again. All of the spring and summer festivals are in full swing in my area, and the area is all up and down the Mississippi there. And there are a lot of counties that have canceled spring festivals even this year, and probably will do the same for their summer festivals. But where I'm at, we're starting the summer concerts starting up this weekend, which I'll be attending every one of them just about if I can. Free summer concerts where people can gather together, and there's vendors, local barbecue, and fish and chicken burgers, hot dogs, funnel cakes. There's celebrations every weekend, and we're going to go right into this. It's possible to be in an area where things are the real normal and not the new normal. And when enough people get together like that and just decide they're going to live life anyway, despite what Fauci and the CDC or the federal government or even your state governor says. I mean, these people in West Kentucky, I mean, they're defying the state governors. You know, mask mandates and social distancing, that's no. And none of the law enforcement are enforcing it. That's the areas that we need to flock to and strengthen them. And we'll create a new America as we watch the federal government, the federal America, the American Republic, as we knew it, crumble. And perhaps out of that will emerge a new political movement, perhaps, that we can affect change in the future. That's kind of where I'm at with all of this. That's in my real world experience, and that's what I'm telling you. That's my advice to you, the listeners, is to form these coalitions with your local governments, and if you can't get out, just leave. And I know it's easy to say, harder to do, but do the best that you can. And you'll always have RBN broadcasting the truth, which is why you should support it. Hoaxdemic fallout. Fallout from the hoaxdemic coming this summer. This is CNN Business. I wanted to cover this one tonight because this could affect us all, even those of us that are living in the regular, normal America. Coming this summer, gas stations running out of gas. Millions of people stuck at home for more than a year are expected to hit the road for a much-needed post-pandemic vacation this summer. Good luck finding gas, CNN says. Not that there's a looming shortage of crude oil or gasoline. Rather, it's the tanker truck drivers needed to deliver the gas to stations who are in short supply. According to the National Tank Truck Carriers, the industry's trade group, somewhere between 20 to 25% of tank trucks in the fleet are parked heading into the summer due to a paucity of qualified drivers, a lack actually of qualified drivers. At this point in 2019, only 10% of the trucks were sitting idle for that reason. We've been dealing with a driver shortage for a while, but the pandemic took that issue and metastasized it, said Ryan Striblo, the executive vice president of the NTTC. It certainly has grown exponentially. Indeed, drivers left the business a year ago when gasoline demand ground to a near halt during the early pandemic-related shutdowns. We were even hauling boxes for Amazon just to keep our drivers busy, said Holly McCormick, vice president in charge of driver recruitment and retention at Groendyke Transport, an Oklahoma tanker company. A lot of drivers didn't want to do the safety protocols. We're also working with an aging workforce. Many said, I might as well take it as a cue to retire. And this also is according to McCormick. So not just any truck driver is allowed to drive a tanker truck. It requires special certification, including a commercial driver's license and weeks of training after being hired. And while the jobs are more attractive than some long-haul trucking jobs that can keep drivers away from home for days or weeks at a time, it is strenuous, difficult work. McCormick, who runs the workforce committee for NTTC, said another problem was the shutdown of many driver schools in the early pandemic. The pipeline of new drivers these schools would have produced has yet to be filled, she said. And then there's a new federal clearinghouse that just went online in January 2020 to identify truck drivers with prior drug or alcohol violations or failed drug tests, which knocked out about 40,000 to 60,000 total drivers. Wow. Out of the national employment pool. In normal times, driver turnover can run around 50% on an annual basis, but that spiked to roughly 70% of an annual rate in April of last year, according to Brad Fulton, Director of Research and Analysis at Stay Metrics, a trucking, recruiting, and retention firm. Many of the drivers who hired on at tanker carriers last spring when the pandemic first hit left the field relatively quickly, sometimes taking jobs in industries such as construction, which has been booming over the last year. That's interesting, my comments here. I've noticed that too, that construction and painting and things of that nature have really taken off as people are home and they're doing more self-improvement and they've got a little bit of an extra boost in the form of stimulus. And they decide to do remodeling with it either on their own or they hire someone. What's interesting to me, though, is that the price of lumber and diesel and everything else is skyrocketing. So I don't know how sustainable that is. I think we're just seeing the back end of the stimulus that people have gotten over the last 6 to 8 months. We're just seeing that in effect. And pretty soon, I would imagine that the would come to almost a screeching halt, similar to the way this trucking has, this oil trucking. Going on with the article, tanker operators are raising pay to try to fill their driver's seats and raising the rates they charge customers accordingly. I had to double my recruiting budget to get the same number of drivers, said McCormick. The ripple effects, Jeff Leonard, spokesman at the National Association of Convenience Stores, said his members are very worried about what the driver shortage will mean for their deliveries, especially with demand for gas already back up to 97% of where it was this time in 2019. I've talked to retailers. They said there could be places where there are brief shortages, outages. He said if they have no fuel, they have no business. People aren't going to stop in for a sandwich if you don't have fuel. Vacation hotspots are most at risk of shortages, and there were some sporadic outages reported in Florida, Arizona, and Northwest Missouri during the recent spring break period, said Tom Kloza, chief oil analysis for the Oil Price Information Service. But if only a few stations run out of gas, that could spark a run on gasoline as drivers will start topping off their tanks to avoid running dry down the road, said Kaloza. Imagine the hoarding with toilet paper and topping off of gas tanks that we see after hurricanes, and you can see what might happen, according to Kaloza. The problem is made worse by the strong demand for gas, he added, which some forecast could top 10 million barrels a day for the first time ever at various points this summer. It doesn't take much. Crowd behavior can provoke shortages, he said. Data from Abode shows that a rebound in hotel bookings is running ahead of the rebound in airline bookings, with flights down 22% in 2019, while hotel reservations remain only 18% lower. That suggests that many people eager to travel again are planning to drive to their destinations, according to Taylor Schreiner, director of Abode Digital Insights. Let me comment on this one. No, that's very true. I'm not going to fly again. I have a flown commercial in, over a decade. I think 2007. I flew military a little bit when I was in the Air Force, but I certainly would not now. Not with them requiring vaccine certification and the masks and everything. No, it makes a lot of sense that people are going to start driving again. And I think that this move, that this behavior was anticipated by the people who rule over us that are enacting this COVID hoax, because they're like, okay, we've crippled the airline industry. We've got people where they don't want to fly. If the majority of supposed conservative Republicans in America aren't taking the vaccine, then they're not going to be flying. That's, that could be 50, 60 million people. So they're going to drive. Well, because of the crippling effect of the hoax lockdowns, now gas is going to skyrocket, and you're going to think twice when you look at your checkbook before you plan out that vacation with $3, $4 gas. This is me wondering and speculating if gas is going to get that high, since there's a shortage of truckers to deliver it. So that could be the plan for the summer, to cripple people driving and getting out and doing their vacations, because they've been pent up for the last year, and now they're ready to get out. High gas prices, that could do it. Got a break. We'll cover more on the other side.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back on the phone, our Skype connection lost. Very odd. I guess when you're flying over the target, you take the most flack. I don't know. Mike, send me a text to see if you hear me okay. All right, Mike said we're coming in good. And I think we have a caller on the line. I'm going to try to take this call while I'm calling here on the phone. Marcus in Idaho. Okay. Bear with us, folks. Technical difficulties. I'm on the phone line, and we're talking to Marcus. Marcus, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hi, Jeremy. Good evening.
Hey, Marcus.
Hi. Hey. You know, this is death by a thousand cuts, and I would like to say it's by the Democrats, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's death by a thousand cuts by the politicians who are on the Agenda 21 train that will take us into the new world order. It is people who are bought and paid for and who don't have our best interest at heart. Of course, this gas crisis that you're talking about isn't necessarily by the leaders, but there's a lot of other little tiny things that they're going after. The back door, they're going in through the back door and slicing this and slicing that. And a lot of people don't realize what's happening. Like, just I hadn't heard about that gas issue. I had been watching the prices of food maybe going up and everything, but it's like the energy, they're going to slash energy and slash our gas and slash everything, but by little incremental things. So most people won't notice, and all of a sudden that terrible action will come down upon us in maybe 6 months. I'm thinking Biden is really going to issue in our mark of the beast or our the New World Order that they've been working for so long. And there's a lot of people behind the scenes. No one knows their names, but they're working real hard and doing little slashes at a time.
Yeah, it's like all about reshaping society. And like I mentioned, you know, the airlines are losing a lot of business. You know, understandably, nobody wants to do the vaccine or wear the mask on the airlines. And so it's like, well, now this summer, if the shortage of truckers continues and the stations aren't getting their gas will go up as people try to travel. And so it's like, you know, this is all from last year. Like I said in the article, it said truckers were idle because of lack of people going places and lack of needing gas. And so they went and took other jobs. And then there's also a high turnover rate as it is in that career. So now this summer, as people fly less and try to drive more, they're going to squash that by the gas prices going up. I mean, someone has sat down and planned this out very, very, very well, groups of people. And yeah, you're right. It is New World Order. It's about reshaping our society and trying to get us to, not go anywhere and just stay locked up in our homes. I guess that's one of the goals, and that has to do with the environmental movement. But yeah, Marcus, that's good observations there.
And right. And where can they control you best? They can control you at work. That's really good. But they can also control you if you are at home and you're limited in the scope of what you are able to ingest or buy it or anything. And if you're on Amazon, they can totally track and trace you. So it's enabling of the whole society of watching over us, Big Brother. And I want to say, why hasn't Gina Haspel been brought up on any charges? Didn't she do something with the steel in Germany? What's happening with her?
We'll address that.
Gina Haspel, the head of the CIA?
Yeah, hang on, Marcus. Hang on to the other side. We'll address that on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back to the show. Jeremy from Kentucky, experiencing technical difficulties. I'm not on Skype or online. I'm on the phone, so bear with us, and we'll get through this, fam. So you were asking about Gina Haspel, former director of the CIA, appointed by Trump. She had been in intelligence for like over 30 years, and then she resigned just right before the inauguration. So what was your question about her? Your question was, why wasn't she prosecuted? Restate your question.
Okay. I wasn't even sure that I hadn't even heard that she resigned. I was under the impression that she was still ahead of that. Apparently, during the steal, which happened, of our election, there was a group of military personnel which went into Germany and gathered some servers there which were under control of the CIA under Gina Haspel's leadership. And I was wondering why she wasn't held accountable. But, I mean, we've got Christopher Wray, we've got, the world is not holding anybody accountable that was against President Trump. So they could do anything. Yeah. They could shoot somebody going across the street, and they'd be just fine as long as they were doing it against Trump people.
Well, you know, I was just reading the articles on her. I was vaguely familiar. So she resigned just before Biden took office. Trump had appointed her. She oversaw the CIA black prison site in Thailand, accused of torture and all of the like. My take on this is that, you know, they had plenty and plenty of dirt on her, and they wanted her to go simply for no other reason because Trump appointed her. And so they probably approached her and said, look, you know, you resign, you quit after 3 decades in intelligence, and we'll leave you alone. That's my take, personally, just from reading between the lines. And, Biden named a new William Burns, who was the Secretary of State under Obama, as Haspel's replacement. but he's got to still be confirmed by the Senate to officially take the post. So that's my take on it. Is they said, resign or we'll go after you. They wanted Biden to be able to just put all new people, I guess. I don't know. Does that, that sounds like a feasible, like logical assessment, I think.
We are not in a logical world right now, Jeremy. I can't read any of the cards that are being played on the table. It might say an ace, but it might be a jack or a king or a two. I don't know. I don't know what the heck it is. My last comment is, I'm just amazed that Alexander Vindman is still alive. Once he came on the stage back in 2019 and put his testimony before the Congress, I was like, this man has got less than 2 months to live, because most patriots would have seen him as the biggest traitor alive. I'm just amazed that that man is still alive.
Yeah, well, that is interesting. I haven't done a lot of study on him, but I might look into him a little bit more now that you mention him. So, yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jeremy. Have a good evening, sir. And thank you for bringing out the Psalms at the first part. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hope it brightened everybody's night. And yeah, when you're a real political dissident, when you're really pushing against the system, you know what happens to you? You get the Julian Assange treatment. That's how you know you're for real. Anyway, let's move on to our callers. Hey, Mike, whisper in my ear. What's the next caller here? David, San Francisco. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy. Yeah, there were two things. Since you're basically doing a Kentucky show, I was going to let you know that there's an underground river that comes from Ohio, and it has a nuclear waste dump that's apparently yards from it. And so the eastern end of Kentucky is being filled up with radioactive waste water, and it's probably being, deposited in the spring water of that end of the state. And I don't know where you're originating from in the state, but if you're up in the mountains by Knoxville or anywhere along in there, carry a Geiger counter or something, because this is a dumb and ugly issue. And Mitch McConnell, being as powerful as he is, he obviously knows about it. And if he's not even protecting his swimming pool's water, that's amazingly stupid. But in the bigger picture, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say I'm in West Kentucky, and I drink only well water. And
right.
Mitch McConnell could care less about us. He
hasn't
cared
about
that. Us for a decade.
Yeah, he's in the eastern. He's in the eastern end of the state, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Well, you know, well water is what I'm talking about. This, I think the name of this underground river is called the Taze, T-A-E-Y-S, and it apparently comes out of the Lake Michigan over near Chicago, and then it runs underneath northern Indiana, and then it pours into Ohio and branches out all through Ohio. But this one branch that's near the radioactive waste dump is down, I'll say towards Cincinnati, but it's not exactly at Cincinnati. But then it goes underneath the Ohio River and then comes up again in eastern Kentucky, and then goes into West Virginia, and I think it eventually ends out in Virginia. So all of the well water up in that end of the, in those couple of states, are really at risk. And, you know, right after the census is when Congress puts together the infrastructure bills. You know, when you have data on how big a city or town or county is, then you can do wise planning for how big your sewage system needs to be, or your freshwater system, or your, you know, the roads and bridges and all this other stuff. And so the infrastructure bill is being put together right now. And so I would think that making sure that people who live in those three states have some wise planning in whether or not they're going to end up like Flint, Michigan, drinking poisoned water. And so the infrastructure bill, it's interesting right now that the Republicans are just playing partisan games right now, and they're basically refusing to sign on to the infrastructure bill. And it's just plain stupid, because any congressman is supposed to bring money into their district, and any congressman who knows what bridges are rickety or what school districts are needing some extra money, they're supposed to try to get that money back into their districts. And the Republicans, almost to a person, are refusing to sign on to this infrastructure bill right after the census. So it's just profoundly stupid. And the water of eastern Kentucky is something that's really looming. And I would think that...
That is news.
Beg pardon?
I'm not saying that's news to me. I've not been familiar with this. I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah, there's a famous, I've forgotten the name of it, but there's a famous nuclear waste, it's not nuclear waste exactly, but they take apart the weapons. In fact, Russia, when Russia, the communist country, fell apart back in 1991, all of those warheads were being, put on the black market and whatnot. And this is actually kind of the origins of Uranium-1, that the United States made a deal with the aftermath of Soviet Union to take all of that radioactive waste. And so they've taken it to this place in southern Ohio, and that's where they're dismantling it. And so they're supposed to be turning it into, nuclear rods, that you could use in a nuclear power plant or something like that, but they do have a waste dump. And this TAYS, it's TAEYS, is how they pronounce it, and TAYS River runs underneath it. And I was talking to a guy who's involved in a lawsuit about it. He was a whistleblower who worked at that plant. He was an inspector, and he warned every different level of government that this was happening. And apparently now they're having horrible cancer clusters up there in Ohio within 25 and 50 miles of that plant, because they're so shoddy about, taking apart this weapons-grade material, that it's ending up in dust and in water and any different way that it could be spread. So there are cancer clusters at a whole bunch of schools up there in southern Ohio. But he was especially worried about this being put so close to this underground river. So, like I say, the eastern part of the state is really at risk with it. If you've got listeners.
Yeah, just to add to the problems of the people living in poverty in East Kentucky with the coal mines gone and all of that now. Poison water. That's really great. Yeah. No, I mean, in my area, it's pretty clean where I'm at. I only have two well sources that I go to, and I test those. But we do have in Paducah, Kentucky, not far on the Ohio River, the Paducah gaseous diffusion plant, and it was shut down in 2013. But they're still shutting it down, basically. You figure a lot of waste went into the Ohio River there, so. My source of water is away from the rivers and out in the middle of sort of nowhere, and hopefully it'll stay clean. But, man, that's interesting news. I'm going to look that up and maybe do a couple of shows on it.
Sure.
But I wasn't aware.
I could, in fact, if you're interested in it, if in this guy as a guest, I could maybe get you hooked up with him. Do you have any email or some way to get in touch off the air?
Yeah, you can send... your information to Patrick and Jeremy Show at yahoo.com. Yes, send your information.
Is that AND? Yeah, Patrick AND or the AND sign?
Yeah, AND. You can send me a link on that.
And Jeremy.
If you want to leave your number with Mike when you get off the air, I can try to contact you. We'll get this guy on.
All right, yeah, and yeah, he's they, like I said, they're putting together a whistleblower lawsuit. I mean, this guy got not only got fired, but he was like, you know, blackballed from the industry and all sorts of different things. And he's just trying to warn people about the hazmat. So it's, you know, this guy is very conservative, but you know, when it comes time to, you know, exposing poisons, you know, he's not adverse to, you know, telling the truth. So it's, and it, you know, what's strange is, like, Mitch McConnell doesn't even have the brains to, you know, send some financing toward his own end of the state to make sure that their well water isn't going to get poisoned. And it just, you know, it's probably coming up in his swimming pool. And it's, I just, you know, it's profound how stupid they are about hazardous waste. So, hey, well, yeah, I don't know if you caught... Yeah, I don't know if you caught the Biden speech tonight, but, you know, everybody's fighting about how the money's being spent. But, you know, it's right after the census data comes in, and, you know, if you don't want cronies getting cost overruns, you use the data. You know, ideally, when the data is fresh, it's honest enough to be able to plan ahead for the next 10 years. And that's why these infrastructure bills come in. They're not just one-year bills. They're 10-year bills. And the cronies love it when the data is screwed, because then you get into cost overruns. But, yeah, so it's I'm so surprised. I mean, Republicans claim they know how to manage money, but by God, they sure seem to ignore, you know, the opportunity for cost overruns.
Yeah, none of them care. I mean, none of them are for us. But hey, man, I appreciate the call. I got a couple more callers. Leave your number with us.
Yeah, we'll do.
And send me an email.
Yeah, we'll
send me an email.
Send it over. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right. Next we got Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey. Yeah, my ears were burning. Yeah. Now I used to have a job doing that, driving a tanker. And it's the most miserable job I've ever had in my life. but you know, in working construction, you probably noticed it was whenever you listen to these heads of like a trucking company or construction industry, it's always like a labor shortage, you know, and then they'll try to turn that into a thing where we need more immigration and stuff like that. So that is really irritating, because what they don't tell you is like how they have treated people in the past, and the reason usually if a company treats people well and pays people well, they're not going to have a hard time finding employees. It's the companies that treat people bad that have the shortage. And
they can always cut the CEO's budget if they want to cut costs. The CEO will never cut his budget. Never. Right? Yeah.
Now,
go ahead with your story.
I had a friend, in one of these big companies, when the economy crashed, when COVID hit, they had about 30 of those tanker drivers. And what they did is they kept about a third of them working. And then the other third, they laid off, like officially laid off. And then the other third, they just fired. And so they just brought up some reason in the past they didn't like them or whatever and just fired them. So then they would have a harder time getting unemployment and stuff like that. And
wow.
And then also, so they go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're making a good point there. I mean, they planned this out. You know, there was people with spreadsheets that knew what was going to happen this year from what they did last year, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Go ahead.
And then now they're hiring again, and I'm like, I would not work there after they treat. And then another thing they're doing, they're putting cameras in the truck so they just spy on you all day. And then that way they can write you up for a bunch of stupid little stuff, and then any time it slows down, they'll just fire you instead of laying you off. It's another little trick they're doing. But, talking about safety, I quit that job because, you know, I hate night shift. I could only handle it about 9 months in the snow and all this stuff in the middle of the night driving a tanker. But Anyway, I'll let the other caller get on, but...
Yeah, appreciate it, Dan. Always good to hear from you.
Thanks.
And I got the break, and coming back from the break, we'll have Pat from Fort Worth after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body.
All right, well, welcome back to the show. In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky. A lot of good articles, a lot of good callers, good topics, too. Hope it's been an educational night. We have Pat from Fort Worth. Pat, can you hear me? You're on the air.
Jeremy. Thanks for listening. I was really surprised to hear that guy because I thought everybody knew this by now. Nancy Pelosi is not going to go along with Joe Biden trying to pack the court because she wants this budget passed. And what you need to know is infrastructure has a whole new meaning. It's the one that says it's roads and sewage, my lights, God, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble here, and water and airports and power, those are antiquated meanings, okay? There's one called social infrastructure, that's schools and hospitals and stuff like that. But he wants to give money to crazy crap, I'm having a hard time reading that, justification for race, I guess you're going to have to look it up because I don't have a light here suddenly. New climate change and all that kind of crap. That is not infrastructure. It's to the billions that he's given all this money. $174 billion for electric vehicles. Really? And they're still, you know, still killing people. The ones that, what's his name was, anyway. And I just thought I'd warn you that that guy, the Democrat who just called. They got a so-called human capital project, huh?
You're saying that there's going to be... There's going to be a dispute between Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi.
I can hardly hear you. You're cutting out.
Okay. How about now? It sounds like you're saying there's going to be a dispute between Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi over the infrastructure bill, right?
No, she said I heard that she was not going to help him pack the court right now because she wants this budget passed. And this budget is not what what that man was saying. And that's why the Republicans are mocked.
I see. Yeah. You're saying they're going to skip packing the court in order to pass the budget. They're going to focus on that.
Yeah, this is so important to them. Okay. Human Capital Project, World Bank, crap. Human Resources, I don't know where I got this, but, Daily Wire, not Daily Wire, 4/20/21, Daily Wire.
I'll look that up and do a little commentary on it.
Yeah, because, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, or shame on you, fool me twice, shame on you. Well, I haven't got to say it. I didn't have time for me to say stuff like this the other day, but I had it all written down. Not good. But y'all need to go to NTD TV for news. Like, if we can't even get enough electricity because of the global warming, why in the world are we going to have electric cars?
That is a good point. And the generators it would take to charge the batteries, that's going to pollute the environment worse.
There you go.
I mean, these people are unhinged. But hey, thanks for your call, Pat. We've got the end of the show. And
call back again.
That was good information. Very good information.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Into a great show, and we'll see you tomorrow night on In Plain Sight.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.